Good morning. Our reading comes from Mark chapter 6, verses 30 to 34, and verses 53 to 56. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. When they had crossed over, they landed at Genesaret and anchored there. As soon as they got out of the boat, people recognized Jesus. They ran throughout the whole region and carried the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And whenever he went into villages, towns, or countryside, they placed the sick in the marketplaces. They begged him to let them touch even the edge of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed.
So with the introduction, when I did the story this morning and that little action song, it sort of leads to my reflection. And it's going to be very short, and I like to keep things really short. Our span of attendance, you know, if attention to something is really short, so I'll try and be brief. And it's so great that people coming in, you know, off, like this morning I was thinking, last night when it was raining so heavily, and I thought, I don't think there's going to be any church because I could see that because it was floods around a Porirua area. And I thought it might be really hard for us to actually come to church quite safely. And then I thought to myself, if this was work, I'll definitely make my way to go to work. So I put that aside and I thought about coming. Anyway, so my message today is, do you need a break? So it will be of no surprise that one of the things that keeps us busy is our cell phone. You know, I'm going to go to bed now. Next minute, ding, ding. There's a notification, there's a text message, there's a social media message, and I cannot resist, and I'm tempted to check. And then I say to myself, I'm just going to take 5 minutes, check my message, and then I'll put it away, and then I'll go to sleep. And then I find myself 5 minutes becomes 50 minutes. Similar stories, right? But we need to rest. Sometimes I find it amusing. People, some of my friends at work, in their diaries, they have rest. They have a period to rest, sleep, thinking. You know, just find it amusing that people have to allocate time to actually do that. So I asked my husband every day after work, "How was your day today?" He said, "I'm very busy. Pretty busy." I ask him the next day, How was your day? "Oh man, I'm really, really busy. So busy. I can't do anything when I go home. Can't make dinner because I was really busy. I'm too tired." You know, some of the things that we actually ask each other is quite common. You can ask anybody nowadays, and the most popular answer is, "I'm busy, I'm very tired, I need a break, wish I was on a holiday," and so forth. And sometimes we make busyness a badge of honor. It's like there's a whole measurement on who's the busiest of all, and it has an implicit message that says, "I'm worthwhile because I'm busy." So the more busy you are, the most important you are, you know, you've got to be well respected, all of these things. But no, stop it right now. We have worth, but it doesn't come from our 70-hour work weeks or our month straight with no day off. Those things aren't a badge of honor. They are indications or marks of imbalanced life, an imbalanced ministry, and an astrid spiritual life. Often when working in the church, you know, my personal reflection, I tell myself, our church life and sometimes our work can suck the life out of anyone. For example, the minister, you know, has to be here Tuesday, how many days? People come knocking on the door here in their offices. They come knocking at home, pick up things, people call them. Sometimes it's keeping them busy. What about, let's ask Heather, preparing the Winter of Wesley Festival. It keeps you really busy, figuring out, you know, the logistics, who's going to perform, who's going to do this. I see a notice on the one in the bulletin, volunteers to make, you know, to make soup. Sometimes we feel burnt out, but we cannot be burnt out. You know what? But the Bible says, Jesus is the one whose yoke is easy. His burden is light. But why does it feel like that, like it's heavy? It's having no rest. It's a burden. So we really need to rethink and we need to reposition our life and think about some of these things sometimes. From our Bible reading that was read this morning, it says, the apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then because so many were coming and going, they did not have enough. They even have a chance to eat. He said to them, this is Jesus, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. Jesus made plans and had some expectations of what will happen. So this is what Jesus did. We're going to go on a boat ride across the lake, and we'll take you guys to a quiet place. And this was all that happened on the day. And then you will have some time to rest and eat. Or so he thought. His plans, however, was interrupted by many people who ran ahead to meet him and the disciples as soon as they knew that he was present. His expectations are unmet. There is no quiet, there is no rest. There is only the great crowd of people, and Mark describes it like this, that they were lost like sheep without a shepherd, interrupting what he had planned. Hasn't that happened to you? It has happened to me. The circumstances may be different, but our stories are very similar. We all live in the tension between our plans and interruptions. You know, like for me, I'm a person who plans ahead. What's going to happen next week? I like to plan it. Then when something, you know, doesn't go as planned, I get stressed. Our expectations are unexpectations and unexpected. Life as we want it to be and life as it happens. Every one of us here could tell the same story or a story that's similar to this. And it happens in small ways and in large ways. Could be the baby waking up early in the morning when you thought you had 1 hour to have a little sleep in. Somebody who's got to finish their assignment, they're about to finish it, and then something, just an unexpected phone call or unexpected friend turns up. You know that your calendar just turns into a day of one thing after another. But I want to leave you with this message. 4 things Jesus is telling us today. Number 1, come with me. Sorry, not me, him. Number 2, by yourselves. Number 3, you need to go to a quiet place. And number 4, get some rest. So to follow Jesus to a deserted place all by yourself and rest for a day here and there for a week, if that is as much time as you need. Put down the iPhone. Put down your laptop. Don't update your status. Set the away message on your phone and your emails. And don't even think of checking on it, AC Mote, because you're going to have leave soon. So don't worry about us. You need your rest. For in doing so, you'll be embracing the spiritual practice of rest. We need to recharge our batteries with Jesus and no one else. We have a spiritual need to get out of the trenches and be alone. It's temporary. It's for a while. But for that while, it's all about rest. We cannot just minister to others day by day, month by month. If we don't rest, we won't be able to take care of others. And if we don't slow down, we will be of no use to anyone, especially God. So my message today, get some rest. Some real, real rest. Have a break. Thank you.